This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. With cool season vegetables already planted, it's time to start thinking about warm season vegetables. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, says the soil temperature in your area is what determines the best time for planting. Greg, we're kind of at that time where we're thinking about maybe a second planting of some of the cooler crops, but we're also thinking ahead towards some of the warm season crops as well. What can we still get in the ground right now?
Yeah, so if you haven't got some beets or carrots in the ground, you can still do that. There'll be time for them to mature before it gets really hot and their quality starts to deteriorate. You may have already planted lettuce and radishes, and those grow pretty quickly, and so therefore you can plant another planting of that so you can extend your harvest until we get to the really warm part of the summer when they aren't going to be doing very well, and you'll fill that space in with something else, a warm season vegetable probably.
As we think about the warm season vegetables, we really need probably the soil temperature to maybe warm up a little bit more?
That's correct. Typically on our vegetables, we really want to plant them at the peak of planting time, and so they don't have some delay. Sometimes that creates some issues in the development of the plants. If we can wait till the temperature's adequate for growth, that would probably be preferred. Some people like to get a little bit of head start on that. There are ways you can kind of warm the soil up, particularly thinking about tomatoes if you're wanting to get those in the ground. Oftentimes we use some type of plastic mulch that will warm that soil up. You're exactly right. It's soil temperatures that we really need to focus on. And anything probably 50 degrees or lower is not probably conducive to our warm season vegetables. 60 would be even better for planting times, but sometimes we have the time and want to get it in the ground. Check the Mesonet or check out your soil temperatures and see where they're at. I checked the computer system there, and they go up and down. They were 50 a couple days ago, but this morning when I checked, it was a little bit cooler in the 40s, a little bit high 40s, and so maybe a little early for planting some of our vegetables. You may be thinking about planting some corn. I know some farmers are planting corn in the fields. We have some different genetics in our sweet corns, maybe the older-fashioned sugar sweet type of corns. Can be planted. They tolerate the cooler temperatures, will germinate. But a lot of people like the super sweets, the SH2. If you look on a seed packet, it may have that reference. And those really do need warmer temperatures for good germination. Gardeners like to experiment and like to try, push the envelope, if you will, so you can try some of the others. But just be aware that the normal sweet corn can be planted a little bit earlier than, say, the super sweet type of sweet corns.
What about in terms of container planting? Does that make a difference because you have less soil?
Yeah, it depends on your growing media that you put in there. But you can definitely grow a lot of our vegetables, maybe not corn. That's not too practical. But potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, a lot of those kinds of vegetables can be grown in a container. And you can modify the growing conditions a little bit with those containers. The only challenge with them is the limited moisture retention. And so you do want good drainage in the soil, so you don't want a heavy clay soil or maybe something out of the garden. We prefer the growing medias that you can purchase and put in there for better root development. But your frequency of watering is going to be different on container gardening.
Herbs are also a possibility, and those a lot of times can just be done on kind of a windowsill.
Herbs probably should be in a container because sometimes they can take over different areas of the garden depending on what you're growing. A lot of people love basil, which I would tie in with tomatoes, would probably need a little warmer environment. Of course, you can maybe move that container so you can put it out in sunny days, and if it's going to be cool, bring it into the garage or something like that to protect it. So there are different ways gardeners manage the environment that Kansas throws at us.
And Extension has a number of publications that really talk about specific dates and soil temperatures and all of that for the various vegetables.
That's a great point. The Kansas Garden Guide is one reference. A publication kind of pulled out of there is the Vegetable Garden Planting Guide, and that does have soil temperatures. Recommendations on that, you just need your soil thermometer or use the computer system and check out those temperatures for proper planting times.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone. The Kansas Garden Guide is available online and through the Extension Bookstore. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.